Hey friends, welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast. It's David and Margaret, both of us coming to you from Colorado at the time of this recording. I'm up in the mountains in Summit County, and Margaret's in her home in Boulder, and I'm kind of on a little mini retreat
That's
here.
right. Here we go.
Maybe I should have. You
I
know,
can't
it's
believe
so
you didn't hit your
interesting.
gong, David. Like,
I
gong,
know I
gong,
need my
right?
gun. Well, so there's lots of ways of retreating. That's one, to go on a meditation retreat, which I've never really done. It's, long days of silence and sitting and walking and eating all in silence. So that might be in the future for me. But there are lots of ways of going on retreat. And one of the ways that I like to retreat is to come up to the mountains, which I think many of you in the audience know. I enjoy the mountains, and it's puts me closer to God by a few thousand feet if God's up top. If we want to use the vertical metaphor, and
Plus closer to the sun, so be careful with sunscreen, just saying.
true, and I'm solo here, so it's solo, mostly silent, and lots of space, lots of time in silence for myself. I do a little work like recording the podcast here, and so that's one way of retreating, and there are others, but it was a topic that was on our minds this morning, so we thought, like, to retreat or not retreat as a leader, that is the question.
We think we were talking. I was sharing with David that I had had a conversation last week that was actually on the fall solstice, which, as most of you know, means that day and night are the same amount of hours, right? Like that there's an equal amount of daylight to darkness in each day. And the conversation was sort of an invitation to think about, like, what if that were true inside of us? You know, what if lightness and darkness were matched? You know, for most of us, lightness, we want much more lightness than darkness. And I think, I mean, a retreat doesn't have to be dark, but it's just a way to sort of come away from the hubbub and the chaos and go to a place of more quiet, more silence, more reflection. So I think that was, you know, it feels like a good season to think about this topic.
Yeah, it's you're coming out of the lightness of summer, and you're not quite going into the full darkness of winter. So the fall is a good time, and
I think in the fall, like people look forward to, I do, I look forward to, you know, during the summer, I love hiking, but I always feel like I should hike also because if the weather's nice, like I should be outside doing something. And there's kind of this beautiful permission when it gets chilly or when it's raining or the weather's crummy outside to just make a cup of tea and curl up, you know, with a blanket and a book or listening to some music or, you know, whatever it is, there is kind of a pull towards more stillness this time of year.
Yeah, I like that. That can be a way of retreating, just cuddling up with a cup of tea, a book, and your blanket.
What
So
has
we're
you?
kind of go ahead. We're
No,
just
I'm
kind of
just.
curious, for you in the audience. We're sort of there's an invitation here to, and we're going to talk about maybe how this works for us and why we think it's important, and maybe an invitation for you to retreat a little bit from time to time. But what was your question, Margaret?
I'm just curious, you know, what happens in your world, David, to have you think like, oh, it's time for me to go to the mountains and have some quiet for, right? Like, what is it that has you know it's time to take a little retreat for yourself?
Yeah, it's a good question. I wouldn't say that there was anything in particular stress-wise that was piling up over the summer. I just felt I wanted a change of environment and a change in climate. That was what was, I think, For me, getting into nature is important, and I have a lot of nature around me in Florida, but it has a different feel. It's more tropical, subtropical actually, but it's more tropical, and I wanted to get up into the cool, dry air and see some of the aspens turning yellow and red and brownish, and walk around a little bit, and so that was the catalyst for me. And when I'm on retreat, I just let, you talk about the dark and the light. I just let myself go to bed when it gets dark or soon thereafter, and wake up when it gets light. And that's an incredibly powerful experience of getting lots of sleep.
Yeah, I don't think I could stay asleep that long. I'm always kind of in awe of you for being able to sleep as much as you do.
I have a good partner in Lily, and she can sleep, man. So she's sort of modeled that for me. And I do think it, I notice when I get more sleep, I feel better, my body feels better, my mind is clearer. So whatever that number is for you all, it, I suspect it's north of 8 hours, to where you're really starting to feel the benefits of that, knowing what science says about sleep these days. So what about you, Margaret? I know you've got kind of a mini retreat coming up for yourself next week, and what sort of triggered it for you?
Well, I'm going to answer your question in a moment, but first I just want to reflect back. Like, I know that not everybody has available to them to take time off or to travel or go someplace that's quiet and peaceful. You know, some people have children and it's like a big thing to get away. Well, we both used to have children where it was a really big thing to get away from them. And so I think enjoying the experience of being empty nesters now. But I love the sleep thing. So I just want to stay with that just for 1 minute, because that's something that you probably could try to do at home, right? Like just doing a sleep retreat where for a week, you know, what would it look like if you just put yourself in bed when it got dark and stayed there till it got light again, you know? Like there's some way to recharge even in a little mini, in a mini way without a
Even
blanket
if you were to
over.
do that on Saturday and Sunday over the weekend,
Yeah.
like
Do
it
you think
doesn't even
that's,
have to be during the
is that
week. It could.
enough? Does the science say like that 2 great nights of sleep are rejuvenating? I don't know what the science is.
It depends. I do think there's some benefit. The science is a bit more, well, for the audience, and maybe we'll put a link to this book in the show notes. It's a book that I read some time ago called Why We Sleep, and it lays out the cognitive and physical benefits of sleep as it exists today. And most of us are not even getting 8 hours a night, and that is like the minimum. If you're not, and you can't catch up on it. So the myth is I can catch up on this over the weekend. There's some benefit to that, getting, like, if you were to get 12 hours, sun up, sundown to sun up over the weekend, you'll get derive some benefit from that. But it's marginal, and the book lays this out. And they've studied people in, functional MRI imaging. They've done performance tests on elite athletes. So, if you want to get the benefits of sleep, aside from going on a sleep retreat, you do have to sleep, at least 8 hours, and more if you're active, like an active athlete, like you and I are. The number goes up significantly, more like in the 9 to 10 hours a night. And if you were to do that, and that might be like a challenge, we might just challenge folks in the audience. I know this is a bit off topic, but like just challenge yourself for a week to get a full eight, and see how you feel. That might be,
Just see.
yeah.
Yeah. So you
But
asked
and
me
if
how I
not,
know.
that And if not, then try the retreat on the weekend. Just like, put yourself to bed at sundown if you can, and let yourself wake up at sun up. Even if you get up a couple of times during the night to pee, as I do, just go back to sleep.
Back to bed. Yeah, you asked me how I know that I'm ready for a retreat. And I would say, like, when I feel restored and solid, like there's the things in my life that I look forward to and I show up really looking forward to them. And then there are the things that are, that are doable, that I'm good at, and I have energy for those. And then there are the things, on the list that are just ugh. Right. But I can still cope with those things when I am rested and when I am rejuvenated. And I find when I need a retreat, one of the ways I know that is sort of I slip down a gear. So even the things that would normally really excite me, I'm like, yeah. Like I just lose my capacity to get excited about the fun things. And at the other end, when I have things that are, as David and I would call, like sort of the particles of life, the filing or the dealing with unexpected challenges, I get very avoidant. Like I would, I find ways to just do so much less of that because I feel like it might actually kill me. And I say that like in a funny way, but it just feels so overwhelming that I have so much trouble getting myself to, respond to an email that I don't feel like, any of these kinds of things. I just sort of shut down. Like I guess I sort of am doing a little retreating from my life, but not in a conscious or intentional way, more in a
Or
reactive way.
I notice with me, if there's time sensitivity around some project or something that popped up on the like an insurance claim issue that I'm dealing with now. I was dealing with this yesterday. I'm on retreat. It required like submitting, I don't know, at least a dozen forms, which were in all different places. And, I had to upload and download and then take a picture and then all this stuff. And then, upload the picture and where is that picture? And oh, whatever, whatever. And you're doing this and it's all self-help. It's good for the insurance company. They're making you do all the work. So that they can deny you. That's another story. But I did have the energy for it. Like normally, if this was if I hadn't already experienced some retreating and so had some, I would have dreaded that, avoided that, or if I did tackle it, it would have been incredibly painful, stressful. So that it, this was something I chose to tackle because there's a financial benefit if the claim is accepted. And and so being in a and some people are better at these things than I am. It doesn't bother them as much. Maybe for a person like that, having to go out, to a social event might be the thing that you're dreading because you don't have the energy to deal with the meeting of the people and the talking to the people and, the energy around that. So whatever it is for you, I've noticed when I've got energy in the tank, so just to use that metaphor, like retreating puts energy in my tank, like a reserve that I can call on.
And I'd love to just riff on this because, yes, it is so awesome. And I would also choose to go up to the mountains by myself. Like, that would be an amazing space of retreat for me. So I just want to say that. But I feel like there are in between when we actually can do that, there are so many like little ways to micro retreat. And we talked about
There are.
sleep, and I feel like there are really some other ones as well, even claiming your introvert, saying no to things, right? Like that's a little baby retreat just to say I'm not going to this event tonight. I had an event on my calendar last week that I'd RSVP to. It was a big group. I mean, it wasn't like I was leaving an empty seat at somebody's dinner table, but the hour got closer and closer, and my book got more and more interesting, and I just gave myself permission to say, no, I need at least this little baby amount of retreat, this micro retreat, not to do this. And that felt great, you
I
know?
agree. I say no to a lot of those invitations. I'm more selective, I guess, now. Just on the invitations, I will say yes to. But usually things involving large crowds, sports venues, concert venues. I just know there's a part of that can be very enjoyable, but I know myself well enough now to know that that will be ultimately draining for me, and I value my energy to do other things more than that particular thing, like going to a large venue. And I might derive some temporary excitement from that, but I know the other end of that is gonna I'm gonna be drained, not worth it to me. So like you, I think we can say yes or no to certain like, for example, we went out, Lillian, my wife and I went out to dinner with good friends of ours on, I don't know if it was Friday night. Last Friday night. And it's in an area that's got a lot of activity, but this particular restaurant wasn't very crowded, and we went early, and we knew that, and we got to sit outside, and it was kind of really nice and breezy, and we just got to talk with these folks. It wasn't music blasting, in the background, and it was just an enjoyable experience, and ate good food,
Right. Sometimes retreat, like that rejuvenating activity, isn't going away by yourself. Sometimes it's actually making plans with people that you
It
really
is.
enjoy
It is.
and where
That
you
had
feel
a.
connected and intimate.
Yeah, that's true.
Having, having a good dinner out with somebody that you adore.
Julia Cameron, in her book, The Artist's Way, has a lot of mini kind of retreat exercises. If you want to, that sounds like a bit of an oxymoron, a retreat exercise. Or, yeah, it's like, well, journaling is one that both Margaret and I partake in. That can be a mini retreat for you. It's just to, during the day or first thing in the morning, is sit down for 10 minutes with your journal and just have a let the words come out. That can be
Or
very
painting or knitting
painting.
or making soup or right, any of your other creative pursuits.
And she'll recommend, I forget what she calls it in the book, but on a weekend, you set aside maybe a 2 hour window, and you go, maybe it's just for a walk, or like, for Lillian and me, it's 2 hours sitting together on our local beach where we just hold hands, and it's not very busy there. Because it's Sunday morning, and we just have we might not say very much to each other during that time. It's just kind of together time, I can share that, and we've been doing that for 30 years together. That's been helpful. That's a little retreat, little simple things like that. Even when we had kids, we would do that.
Less relaxing, but still fun.
Well, they get to the thing about the beach, or the park, or wherever your place is going to be, is you let them go do their thing. Yes, you have to keep your eye on them,
For sure.
but generally you go to a place where they're going to be safe, where they and that's good for the kids too, to actually have some unsupervised time, even though you're keeping your eyes on them.
Right. Supervised but not structured, maybe.
Oh, that's it. Yeah,
Yeah,
very good.
right. There's no activity scheduled for them. They can just, I don't know, sit around and eat sand if that's what they choose to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there are a little, these are just some of the things that you might consider. By the way, grab that book that she The Artist's Way there. She has lots of suggestions in that book for these little mini retreats. You'll find your access, I found, and I believe you and the audience will also find that your access to creativity will go up. You'll find yourself more creative at work, more creative in your relationships. Just it's there's something magical about this retreating that gives you access to a source of creativity that you might not have access to if you're burnt out or if you're, stressed out or tired.
Do you feel like when you watch a fun movie, does that feel like a retreat for you? I know, because I know
It
you're
is.
watching movies, and I feel like that's more controversial. You know, it's easy to say like journaling good, drawing good, you know,
Right.
walking good, TV bad. So I don't
No, it's
know.
very a good quote unquote a movie that I find enjoyable is a great escape. I would call it more of an escape.
It's beyond a retreat.
But what has come of that, and I know some of you in the audience are following me and my journey on LinkedIn, where I'm writing, I'm grabbing memorable quotes from movies and writing about them. So just that retreating for a 2 hour slice of a movie, like I'll get the idea from the movie, like, oh, there's the quote, there's my creativity for next week, what I'm going to write about. So yeah, it has had that effect for me.
Yeah. And I would say, I guess you just have to ask yourself, like, how do you feel after? Like, for me, you know, I do the thing where I pick up my phone and I start scrolling on social media. And I am completely 100% clear that I never feel better after I do that. You know, it does not lift my spirits or my energy. It annoys me. Like, it's funny. I mean, I still do it, but I certainly couldn't describe that as a retreat activity at all. So I think there is this way, like different things seem to refuel people in different ways. And we all get to ask, like, how did I feel after? You know, how did I feel after that? Like, I'm
And
probably, for me, I'm more rejuvenated from sitting quietly with a book than doing a lot of watching of things. I mean, I love watching TV, but if I'm really looking to get my energy level back up, I know about myself, like reading's a better choice, you know, for me.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
No. And so I think finding what works for you, and Margaret, you know what works for you, and I got a better idea of what works for me. And folks in the audience, there's an invitation for you. It's not like an this is not an indulgence. It's really
Necessity.
it might say it's necessity. It's a necessity. It may be necessary for you to function as a function better or more skillfully as a parent, as a spouse, as a leader in your organization. There are the go, do the do that you do that I do is no good to
Okay, there it
Yeah, that's a
is.
lot of
Words of
do.
wisdom,
You
folks,
do.
from David
Yeah,
Lindulli
there you go.
with
All
a
that
poop
do
reference.
doing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of doo-doo for sure. But and
Good.
Margaret and I do host and we have participated in retreats where we've honed our leadership skills, and we actually host these types of retreats for leadership teams where we integrate some rest and some
Play.
play, a lot of play actually.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. And some serious discussions about leadership. So if this is something that you think like, oh man, I could use that for my team, we're kind of we're due for it, then just reach out to one of us and we'll see what you're looking for. We have lots of tools and lots of great ideas and great locations. Even if it's just you getting away from your office into a nice sort of there are places everywhere you can retreat to. You don't have to travel very far. Yeah, we'll come to you.
And I think just to sort of retroactively define this idea of a retreat, it's just taking time and being intentional about what you want the outcome to be for that time.
could be that you just want more connection with members on your team, just to spend some time away from the office to develop that connection. And we've got lots of great stuff that would help in that regard. And that, just that time away. And I'm not talking about performative. No, we don't do the performative exercises that you might cringe at. No, we do some really cool stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, all
All right.
experiential. Yeah,
Yeah, all experiential
interactive.
stuff, and sort of alternating between playful, serious, and rest type activities. Even some meditation and some walking, and yeah, we got lots of things that you might be surprised how effective and productive you get when you and your team go back to work after like a weekend long retreat. So yeah, reach out to us. We're happy to visit with you and share what we have and what you might have in mind. Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, anything else, Margaret?
We'll put a link to maybe one of our most popular offerings, which is about building trust, how to build trust on teams, which is a fantastic retreat, very intentional way to use time to connect and learn how to communicate better with your team members and have some fun
Lots of
together.
fun and lots of
Awesome.
fun too. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Yeah,
take the
and
invitation.
you won't any of the exercises that are in that program, you most likely will have never have seen, and they're just a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are fun. So yeah, so take with you the invitation of this time of year to balance out, the day and the night, the light and the dark, and find some ways to, take a little time. That's good.
Yeah.
Go try it at home.
Yeah, go. Go try it this weekend coming up. You
Yeah.
know, take a little time for yourself, see what happens. All right. We'll talk to you next time. Take care.